Hi, and welcome to Richard's Love Half Hour here on 3CR. What are we if we are not love? What can we aspire to if not peace? Will the love of the love people be slaughtered by the hate that is killing the air? Will this day of despair cause us to fall to ruin at last, here where love has become a subversive force? A force born in our hearts and minds by our desperate need to peacefully live in a world owned by our future generations. I say, let's use love to subvert the agenda of evil, an agenda that causes a numbness of emotion to all who suffer under it. Let's bring ourselves back to a feeling state, where we feel the emotions that scream no to the horror. Emotions which fill us with a deep, abiding desire to join love with love, to begin a flooding revolution of peace. Let us be mindful of every tear wept today, and realize that those who weep for this world of sorrow are the majority of us. Children cry, women weep, men shed tears. It is the way we come to know our inner desires for peace, love, and happiness. Things that are the highest aspirations of the good-hearted people of Earth. I have a poem. My mind is a garden of peace and love. My soul, rain of purest water. Love is watered with joy of peace. In peace of soul grow flowered trees of love. Fruits there are of nirvana bliss. Bliss of love and truth requited. And as I am amidst my flowers, with glowing reason, my moon at night, I think of Brahman, the knowing all, infinite, pure, kind love and wise, a moonlit rainbow, begging me to drink the wine of eternity. Yes. And where are the goddess and god? Where will the billions find the oceanic love of the divine? They say the goddess and god are silent or simply do not exist. For me, a heart filled with love is a heart already speaking the language of divine love. And when my heart is overflowing with a cascade of beautiful peace and wonderful love, there is no shadow befalling me or claiming my being with the evil wrongs of this world. Let's live a life of love, to the point in space and time when our every waking hour is filled with as much joy this universe will allow. That is the place where we discover the true blissful nirvana joy of love. I shall finish with a poem. On the delusion that there is no love in the universe. If you look for him, you must know love. Follow peace, follow the dove. Love is the path to God above. My love is answered, requited by God, and now I know I'm a love-drunk sod. Why the delusion there's no love to be had? Why the delusion we have to be sad? When beauty abounds in love-drunk glory, when our love itself is our number one story, why beg yourself in misery and pain, when transcendent love will make you sane? If you drink the wine of permanent bliss, you will know God and his treasured kiss. I praise the day I drank the wine, one blissful moment in space and time, and now love flows in this drunken man. Love drunk Richard, God's number one fan. If we feel the emotion of love as an all-encompassing feeling, a feeling where we are mindful of our presence in the physical world, and yet have our minds and consciousness filled with the beautiful and emotive spirit, then are we not at that moment beings of pure love? Yes, and what a joy! Yes, and if we consider that love in all its physical, emotional, and spiritual permutations is in a state of great flow across the globe, this makes human love undying and eternal. Yes, of our 6 billion number, love is in expression in millions of hearts all over the planet simultaneously and continuously, like a vast tidal current. Being mindful of this simultaneous nature of love, while we are experiencing our own immersion, takes us to a new global level of love consciousness, and it gives us a new emotion of community and oneness of joy. We become beings of the one big love flowing across the planet. I have a poem. The earth is awakening. Fitful slumber, eons old, festering sleep, centuries deep. Now comes dawn, now the roosters cry. Awaken, earth, the day is calling. Set your mind to the clock of the sun, and as it spins, welcome one. The earth is one, and turns in need. Feel its love, let it bleed. Hear its cry, feel its soul. See the love in falling tears. Weeping, wakening, dawn now bright. Open eyes, see the light. Love, simultaneously blooming across the globe, has been an ideal for anyone who has ever pondered love. Yet it is already a reality we need to bring to a mindful state in all of us. Universal love is possible. The ingredients are there. All that is needed is a mass movement of individuals working with their own minds, becoming mindful of this worldwide tide of love. And this, I am glad to say, began a generation ago. I shall finish with a poem. Surrendering all to mystic cosmos, embracing truth, I am love, soaring above a trillion suns, light-filled love, my eternal companion, free-floating mind in universal vast, sailing on light of peace and bliss, eternal moment, now infinite before me, exalted truth, I am peace. And thank you for listening to Richard's Love Half Hour.